It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. They're getting their exhibit ready for the Farm Progress Show. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Vice President Mike Pence says the family of Molly Tibbetts, the young lady in Iowa who vanished about 4 weeks ago, is on the hearts of every American. During a speech in Des Moines yesterday, Pence started his remarks by saying, as a father, he could not imagine what the Tibbetts family is going through. Molly Tibbetts' father, Rob, said he, his sons, and Molly's boyfriend met with Pence for 20 minutes aboard Air Force Two as it was parked at the Des Moines airport yesterday. From This Week in Agribusiness, after last week's crop report blasted the grain market, farmers may be pondering, when's the next one coming? Well, it's September 12th. That's a Wednesday when USDA will next estimate corn and soybean crops. Private crop tour estimates will be coming out between now and then. As you get out to walk, run, jog, bike, do you listen to something to keep you company? Oh, I do. When I'm on the bicycle, when I'm on that fat boy bike, I crank it up. And quite often, I'm plugged in both ears. 2 years ago this week, 20-year-old Amanda Kirchner was enjoying her walk to work on an August morning like this one at Westminster, Colorado. Had her headphones on, very much enjoying her playlist. So much so, she didn't hear the horn of the train as she walked across the tracks. Her parents, hoping that Amanda's story can provide a teachable moment for some other family, have since formed an organization called One Ear Out, urging people to keep one ear uncovered, unplugged. In their words, we live in a world of distractions. It's easier to be distracted now than at any other time in history. If you can't hear your surroundings, you are deaf to what's happening around you. Oh, my goodness, we like this story out of Michigan. Near Grand Rapids, where a restaurant saved the day for a soon-to-be-married couple whose caterer was a no-show on that big day. Sonder Eatery is the name of the place, and the owner, Nick Rustikas, said the couple came to him, the Vlansterdites, came to him in tears after learning that their caterer thought the wedding was this week, not last week. In just 90 minutes, the restaurant put together a cocktail hour and more than 150 meals for the Vlansterdites guests. Sonder Eatery, the name of the place. Grand Rapids, Hudsonville, actually. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.